Iran-backed militias threaten attacks on U.S. troops in Iraq. By Francis Martel on August 9, 2021. A spokesman for a member militia of the Popular Mobilization Forces, PMF, a formal wing of the Iraqi military, warned on Sunday the U.S. would face appropriate consequences if it did not fully withdraw from the country in the near future. The PMF are a coalition of mostly Shiite, Iran-backed militias that rose to prominence during war against the Islamic State Caliphate in the country. As the Islamic State is a Sunni terrorist organization, the Shiite PMFs played a significant role in fighting against it and denying it geographical control in parts of Iraq where the Kurdish Peshmerga and other forces were not active. The Pentagon credited the PMF with helping ultimately liberate the caliphate in 2017. For their actions, Baghdad formally legalized the PMF as a wing of the Iraqi Armed Forces in 2018. While a formal wing of the Iraqi military is an umbrella organization, several PMF groups are U.S.-designated terrorist organizations and have long histories of human rights violations. Following the fall of ISIS, PMF fighters turned on Kurdish and Christian communities in Iraq and escalated threats against the United States. Sheikh Kadi Malfardisi, a spokesman for the PMF group Kataib Said al-Shuhada, told the Kurdish news outlet Ruta on Sunday the militias did not accept President Joe Biden's recent declaration that the United States had ended its combat mission in the country. Biden's agreement with Baghdad, revealed in July, would see an end to the presence of American combat troops in Iraq but not of other kinds of military servicemen. The White House made clear America would continue its ongoing mission against the Islamic State and its advisory tasks with the Iraqi government, also adding to confusion as to the real-world implications of Biden's agreement. The talks that took place between Baghdad and Washington, and the outcomes they produced, did not achieve the Iraqi ambition, which is the exit of all U.S. forces, Al-Fardisi told Ruta. Changing clothes and appearance is not a withdrawal. The U.S. and foreign forces' withdrawal from Iraq has to be in full. Al-Fardisi vowed an appropriate response to the United States if troops did not leave. Ruta did not note if he mentioned any deadline with which the PMF wished to see American forces out of the country by. Kataib Said al-Shuhada, founded initially in Syria as a pro-Bashar al-Assad outfit, has repeatedly threatened to kill American forces. In an interview published with the Associated Press in July, the head of the group, Abu Ala al-Wali, said the PMF generally were planning an operation in which everyone says they have taken revenge on the Americans, al-Wali said at the time. It will be a qualitative operation that could come from the air, the sea, along Iraq's border, in the region or anywhere. It's an open war. The operation has yet to materialize. Al-Wali issued the remarks following a decision by the Biden White House to bomb several targets on the Iraq-Syria border tied to Kataib Said al-Shuhada, KSS, in June. The strikes targeted another PMF group, the Hezbollah Brigades, KH, which lost its leader Abu Mahdi al-Muhandas to a U.S. airstrike in January 2020. The strike targeted Qasem Soleimani, the leader of the powerful Quds Force of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, with whom al-Muhandas was meeting at the time. The Associated Press noted that al-Wali had hung a portrait of Soleimani in his office. The June airstrikes triggered an outraged response from Baghdad as well as the PMF leadership in which it decried Biden for a flagrant violation of Iraqi sovereignty, which is rejected by all international laws and covenants. Iraq's Ministry of Defense announced it would study resorting to all available legal options to prevent the recurrence of such attacks, but has yet to respond. American forces have a legal mandate to attack the Islamic State in part because it is a former branch of Al-Qaeda, the organization responsible for the attacks on the U.S. homeland on September 11, 2001. Congress gave the president an open-ended authorization for the use of military force, AUMF, following September 11 that extends to Al-Qaeda and all its allies. No similar permissions exist for attacks on the PMF, which not only have no known ties to Sunni jihadist groups but are actively antagonistic towards them. The head of the entire PMF, Fali al-Fayyad, was in Tehran on Sunday meeting with the commander of Iran's IRGC, General Hossein Salami, according to Iran's Fars news agency. The two reportedly discussed, among other things, The role that the PMF is playing in undermining American power abroad. Fayyad, for his part, pointed to the key role of Iran's IRGC in confronting enemies, saying that Iraq's PMU takes pride in IRGC pattern with the characteristics of the Islamic Revolution. Fars reported, "And we will never forget the day when American media showed the roadmap of Iraq burning after the arrival of ISIL." Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.